people's houses. They would go to different people's houses, have people play an accordion or mostly accordion music.
Remember those things that folks would play?
Harp, French harp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the ones that would, those things?
The viola?
No, the things that they would pluck on in their mouth, or in their mouth. Remember juice harp?
We call it French harp.
Oh, well, French harp you could play in your mouth.
Yeah,
kind of like a,
that's right, yeah.
Mouth organ.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Harmonica, they
harmonica?
I had a honer. I don't know where that old honer went to, but it was good. Did you ever play anything?
No. French harp, we used to call them a harp, or we used to call them.
Yeah, but do you like...
Harmonica.
Yeah, do you like...
We got a covered band work for it, and I blow it here once in a while. He got one.
Stick in his mouth and just play it, kind of.
Yeah.
He
worked
that, but he just put it in his mouth.
And he don't know. He can't read or write. He don't know nothing. He can blow a harp.
Can't read or write?
No.
How long has he worked for y'all?
He's been here about, I guess, 15 years. He come from over Mississippi, Rosedale. This man, my main fella, he can't even read and write. He'd been with us, he was raised up on this side of the lake. He just never went to school. He's in his 50s now. 50 years old, 51 years old. Older than I am.
When you went to school, you entered the you started in the...
First grade.
First grade.
It's called a primer.
Primer?
We didn't have kindergarten, you were starting in the first grade. Primer.
When boy left home, what time did school... You say about 3:30 was when school
let out,
and then usually after Labor Day school, that was when school
began.
Usually when a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up, they'd say good boy.
Playing hooky.
When you were in school, you had what to sit in?
Desk.
So each child had his own?
Had his own desk. They were tied together. In other words, on the bottom they were on front platform, see?
Yeah.
Lined up. There wasn't individual desks then. There'd be two or three together with a, on a slack, bolted down. At first, that's where we had it first.
Okay, a boy or a girl who's in school is called a?
Pupils.
Okay. Well, you call them a
student.
Oh, students.
Students also, right? Pupils back in the old. When I was a kid too, they called them pupils also. What about the woman who taught you? Was there a woman who taught you? Did you have men?
Well, we had nuns.
Oh, when you
broke from school, yeah.
Couldn't call them a school mom.
No, we called them sisters. See, that was a, you had a, just, we called them sister all the time.
Yes, sir.
Your sister, that's what we said, sister. That was 8 years, then we went to the public school.
Did you have a Bible study in that?
We had what we called catechism, a religion course. We still got it, Paul got it.
That looks like a good school, too. St. Mary's, is that
yeah.
What you got? Looks like some good kids in that school.
They're well trained.
Paul, what do you play? Do you play any sports there?
We got any sports there. We go to the high school, we got sports there.
Mm-hmm. I saw one over there.
Oh, they play a little baseball, football, just not just amongst the staff, you know.
Yeah, but not a team.
No.
Not a football team.
Well,